John chapter 12. Life on the other side of the trial. Life on the other side of the trial. Is there anybody that's saved here this morning? Is anybody here a friend of Jesus? I hate to tell you this, but the friends of Jesus go through more trials than the people that are not friends with Jesus. Amen? Y'all ready for a word? I'm going to treat you like I don't know you this morning. Amen? Some of you don't know what that means. I'm going to preach to you like I don't know who you are. But I don't know your situation. But God does. I'm hearing pages turn. I want you to be there. John chapter 12, verse 1. Going through a trial. Is anybody going through a trial? Is anybody going through a valley? Anybody going through a fire? Good. This is going to help 3 or 4 people here this morning, man. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Jesus was at a dinner with Lazarus. I'll get to that in a minute. Have you ever considered yourself a really good friend of Jesus? Have you ever considered yourself spiritual? Have you ever considered yourself somebody that loves God because He first loved you? Amen? Lazarus, Martha, and Mary were friends of Jesus. So good of friends that Jesus would come to their house and eat. You don't go to people's houses and eat with them if you ain't friends with them. Amen? If you don't trust them. Amen. And they would go over there, and Martha and Mary and Lazarus would just love to have Jesus over, and they thought their relationship was at the top. It was at the peak. Have you ever thought your relationship with God was at a peak? I hate to tell you, it's not. There are some people in this room, you're saved, and you're headed to heaven, but you're not in a great relationship with God because you don't know Him as the resurrection. You just know Him as your Savior. There's some here that are not even saved. They don't know Jesus Christ. They think they know Him, but they don't know Him. They think they know Him. They try to do things that they think God would be pleased with, but God is not pleased with anything but the belief and trust in His only Son, Jesus, who died on the cross, the only begotten. That's the only thing that pleases God, is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing God looks for in a human being. Do you have the blood? That's it. These three people are walking through their lives, having a meal with Jesus, studying with Jesus, praying to Jesus, talking with Jesus, walking with Jesus. And Jesus said, you know what? I am willing to put you through a hard time to make a better you. Some of y'all need to write that down. It would be all right if you write some notes down. God don't mind to send you through a hard time to make a better you for Him. Amen? Has anybody ever went through a hard time with Jesus and it made you a better you? I'm going to tell you right now, He didn't mind it. Lazarus is sitting at a table that he should have never been sitting at. He was reclining at a table that he should have never been reclining at. Do y'all really believe that Lazarus was sitting there having a meal and was just enjoying the bread and the fish and the honey? Do you think they were just sitting there and letting Lazarus eat? He's laid back. If they didn't have high chairs, he was reclined. I guarantee you there were 2 tears coming down the sides of his face, and he was sitting at the table that he should have never been sitting at. He was probably looking at Jesus going, I shouldn't be here. Just a few days ago, I was dead. I shouldn't have been here. I can't hardly eat because when I look across the table, all I can see is the one who called me out of my death. It reminds me of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was a crippled man, but his daddy had made a deal with God. Oh, never mind. I wish there was some daddies in here who would make a deal with God. God, I'm going to live my life for you. I'm going to lay my title down for you. Not because of me, but because of the kids that will come after me. This country, everybody's talking about what this country needs. We need a Republican, we need a Democrat, we need this kind of law, we need that kind of law. I'm going to tell you what we need. We need a bunch of saved daddies. That's what we need. We need a bunch of saved daddies and saved mamas. That's what we need more than anything else. The rest would take care of itself. I'll tell you, old Lazarus is sitting there at the table. Lazarus, you want a piece of bread? No. Hey, Lazarus, you want some of this honey to dip your fish in? No. I'm just glad to be at the table. Anybody else glad to be at God's table? Is there anybody in here who's glad to be at the tables of the Lord that you never should have been at? He called you out of your death. And you're sitting in places and doing things today that you never thought were possible. I am, praise God. I'm standing in places doing things that I never would have imagined I would be doing. Praise God. And somebody say, man, you looked a fool for Christ. Can y'all see Lazarus a few days back? He's laying in a tomb. And all of a sudden Jesus says, Lazarus. Because if he hadn't been specific, everybody in the graveyard would have came out. Y'all know when he died, right? When Jesus died, you know, he had an overwhelming power, such a power that all of a sudden, all the dead, man, y'all don't read enough of your Bible, all the dead people started busting out of the grave when Jesus died on the cross. All of a sudden, they stuck him in the ground, and the ground was like, hey! God, I don't know if y'all like that kind of stuff. But you just stuck life in the ground. It ain't going to hold him long. And Lazarus comes walking out of the tomb, still in his grave clothes. And Jesus looks at him and says, loose him. Loose him. Some of y'all, I'm being honest with you, some of y'all need to be loosed. No, I'm serious. You're saved as you can be. You're just still living in your grave clothes. You're still walking around in death. You're still trying to be you. You're still trying to do your thing. You're still trying to do what you were doing before God. Some of you just need to let God change you. He's changed your destination. He's changed your salvation. You need to let it do the finishing work on. Oh, never mind. Some of y'all need to get back on the wheel and say, hey, Master Potter, you've created a new thing on the inside. Can you keep working on me until I'm finished? Amen. Ladders come out there just sitting at a table that he does. Man, I'm glad I get to sit in the places of God. Amen. Everybody can talk about you. Everybody can be critical of you. And some people just want to come to see as a spectacle. Amen. Some people just came to sit with the guy that had been dead. He's all right with that. Listen, I'm all right if you just come to the church to see some people who used to be dead. I used to be dead. I ain't dead no more. You can come look at the spectacle if you want to. But it'd be good if you'd get your eyes off of us and get your eyes on Him, amen? Hey, we didn't get out of the grave. We didn't get out of the pit. We didn't get out of the mess on our own. He's the one that got us out. I'm glad to be at the table, glad to be in heaven, glad to be serving God, but I didn't do anything but put my trust and faith in the one who's still sitting at the head of the table, amen? Ain't that awesome? There's another lady there who's his friend. See, Jesus took Lazarus to another level. Write this down. Jesus let Lazarus dead, let him die to make a better Lazarus. Call it, never mind. I wished every once in a while our church was one of them spiritual churches and somebody would stand up and go, thank God, Lazarus is just like me. I feel like God's killing me to make me a better person. Is there anybody in here you felt like you was dying, but God was just making you better? I mean, you're going through some stuff that literally, man, I'm going to keep digging until somebody does something. You, God just kept doing it until eventually you was just like, God, I'd almost rather be dead. If you're going to kill me, kill me. God ain't killing you. He's just trying to get rid of the stuff. Amen. He's just wanting you to see who He is. He's wanting you to see Him as the resurrection. He wants you to see Him past this life. You are not in this for this. You are in this for heaven. Amen. You're in this for... This is the temporary side. He's wanting you to see for who He is on the other side. God, I wish somebody helped me preach. Listen, Lazarus was sitting at the table going like this. I ain't got a care in the world. What are you going to do? Kill me? I already done that. Amen? What are you going to do? Hurt me? I already know the end. See, right on the side of this life, the last breath you take, when they put you in the ground, you don't stay there. Amen? See, your spirit, man, I wasn't going to preach this long on Lazarus. I'm just telling you, I'd love to see that. I guarantee, see, everybody, the devil knows when everybody dies. You can go all the way back. The first mention was when Moses died, they were looking for the body. They couldn't find it. They knew it died. The devil knew that it died. And they said, where's the body? The angel's like, you can dispute with me about it, but there's one higher than you. Amen? Never mind. I ain't going to tell you where the body is, but he's gone. Amen? But praise God. Lazarus died, and I guarantee you he showed up, and the devil marked him down. Present. Lazarus, we're trying to get you out for a long time. You're a friend of Jesus. We tried to get rid of you. We tried to get you down here as soon as we could, but we're glad to see you. About 4 days later, he went back on the rolls and started checking. Is anybody like on prison, like on death row? They went by his cell, and he's not there. Hey, where's Lazarus? Have you seen him? I think there's been a Holy Ghost breakout. No, sorry, I'm going to lose my mind. Listen, I think somebody done come down here and snuck him out, amen? Hey, nobody can sneak you out of death, amen? Yeah, there's one who can. There's one who can sneak you out of death. Sneak you out of death and set you at a table and let you eat food and let half the nation of Israel just come and set you and sit there and watch you eat. Somebody said, hey, would you testify? I ain't really got to testify. I'm sitting here eating. I was dead, now I'm alive. Somebody said, I need a powerful testimony. Somebody says, I need some great thing for God. Somebody will be glad that you're just sitting in the house of God. That's a miracle enough. You was dead. You was doing a bunch of stuff for the enemy. Now you're up here at the house of God, worshiping and praising and getting fed and reaching lost people. And everybody would tell me a testimony, tears running down your face. I was a dead man. Now I'm a live man. And sometimes, Derek, you can't even say the words. You just got to point at him. Hey, you better help me back there, Ken. Preach a little. Sometimes you can't even get the words out. You just got to point at Jesus and say, have Him tell you. Amen. Have Him tell you how bad I was. Have Him tell you where I was at. Have Him tell you how He called me out. Have Him tell you how bad it got in my life. Praise God, I'm alive now. Laying there on his deathbed, and Jesus says, Lazarus, I'd have loved to have seen his eyes. Hey, remember your eyes when they opened up when you was in your death, in your deathbed? Remember when the place when God illuminated you? When God turned the light? If you don't know what I'm talking about, hey, it's an altar right up here. You can come get a hold of it anytime you want to. August 28, 04, God turned the light on for me. Huh? It ain't Motel 6. It's a little bit better than that. Turn the light on for me, and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. You see him? Yeah, Lazarus landing in the ground. I said, Lazarus, he opened up. Man, I'm back. I might as well go out there because Jesus is calling me. Amen. You'll come forth if he calls you. If mama calls you, you ain't going to come forth. If daddy calls you, you ain't coming forth. If God calls you, you ain't going to be able to help it. He's stronger than you are. Oh, let's move on. Y'all ready to move on to Martha? Some of you are, some of you ain't. Martha's serving in this. While he's sitting there at the table, Martha's serving. I find it funny that Martha's serving right here, but it's after the resurrection. Hallelujah. Some of y'all say, I'm better now. I'm better now. God, I wish some of y'all could be real with me like I'm being real with you. I'm better now. A few days ago, listen, I thought I was going to be a good Christian. I thought I was going to handle myself right. I thought I was going to be... Have you ever had a trial or a test your faith in God and you didn't handle it like you thought you would? Y'all, there's been some times that I thought, don't worry, Jesus, I got this. I'm fighting, I'm fussing, I'm mad, I'm doing things that I said I'd never do, and here I am spiritual. I'm going to go ahead and preach to you. Martha was sitting there. Her brother had been dead, and they sent for Jesus. Hey, Jesus, your friend, my brother, is sick and dying. Could you come on? I know you're preaching a message. I know you're serving. I know you're touching people. I know you're reaching them. But we're a friend of yours. Golly, I wish I had some real people in here. Y'all look good on Sundays. Could you leave all of them and come see your friend? We know you're a healer. We know you are God. And we're your friends. Come on down here and see him and just touch him. Ain't that what we want? We want God to do it our way. Martha, just come on down here and touch him. Just do what you do. You don't even, matter of fact, just say something. Amen? But just do it the way we want you to do it. God will do it opposite the way you want him to do it, because guess what? Then you won't get any of the credit for it. Jesus sat down there and they said, hey, he's sick. And he said, well, he's just going to sleep. And all of a sudden, well, if he sleeps, he'll do good. He'll get over it. And then Jesus said, wait a minute, he ain't sleeping. He's dead. Well, why are we going? We'll go. I'm doing something better. Some of y'all need to hear that. But your friend's dying. Yeah, but I'm doing something better. Man, all of a sudden, he said, all right, let's go. It's time. Well, if he's dead, why are we going up there? Could you imagine Martha's thinking? You didn't show up. Hey, man, listen. God, you didn't show up to heal him. And you didn't show up at the funeral. Who else do you want to preach your funeral? Amen. If I could get Jesus to headline my funeral, I'd be all right. There's a whole message in that, Scott. I just said it. Jesus is going to headline my funeral. I'm going to be honest with you. Put me in a box, and when you get done, close it, slide it over in the corner, and let some young evangelist rip and roar until everybody gets saved. Amen? Oh, that's another message. Sorry. But I'm going to be honest with you. She was sitting there, and she goes, you didn't even come to the funeral and say a word. She's sitting, hey, there's some A-type person. Anybody A-type person down here? You want to fix it all. Anybody fix it? Anybody fix it? You just fix it all. You'll fix it. You don't need God unless you just get into a mess. That's me. I'm going to fix it. I'll fix it. Just let me speak to it. Amen. Martha's sitting there on the seat. Didn't go to the hospital, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Didn't show up to funeral. Didn't say a word. Ain't even come back and visit. Been 4 days now. Then all of a sudden somebody walked in and says, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Martha said, all right. God, I wish I had about one amen in here on that. Hey, some fix-it girls in here. Hey, some fix-it guys in here. All right. I'm going to go out there and fix his wagon. I'm going to be all spiritual. Oh, but I'm going to tell him. Amen? Remember that last time she was serving a meal? Remember that last time she was serving a meal and her little sister got in there? Her little worshiping sister she's got, Mary, was in there worshiping and she said, hey, Jesus, I bet you don't notice, but I got some sweat running over my head and I'm running back and forth and everybody ain't getting fed and the dishes ain't going to clean themselves and my God, I could use some help. Why don't you get on to her? Amen? That's who Mary is. Amen. That's who Mary is at her core. She's walking. She's making dust behind her feet. She is going to go meet Jesus. And she is there. Hey, Jesus. Glory. Good to see you. How are you? There's somebody in here wanting to meet Jesus like that right now. You got a lot of questions for him. You want to ask him some questions of why life's been the way it's been, why things have went down the way they've went down, why mama did this, why daddy did that, why your brother did that, why your sister done that, why work done this, why these people, and you want to tell him. You're like, Lord, I'm here to square up. I want you to tell me, why were you not here? We understand that you are the resurrection, but my brother is dead.
Why? Could you see her standing there with both fists? She's trying to be spiritual, but at the same time, she's trying to get some answers. I've been there. But I love you, give me an answer. Amen. She said, well, where have you laid him? It don't matter where we've laid him. That's what she said on the inside. He's over there at the funeral home. He's over there at the graveyard. You wouldn't know you weren't here. Inside voice. Let's go over there. I don't know why we're going over there. What are you going to do now? It's been 4 days, and everybody knows, even in the spiritual realm, the spirit separates after 3 days. He's been dead. He's legally dead. There ain't nothing you can do. God, I'm preaching to somebody. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Jesus, take me over there. Jesus walks over to the tomb and says, hey, roll a stone away. Hey, you might not want to do that, Jesus. Yeah. Hey, you might not want to do that, Jesus. He'd been in there 4 days. We don't have embalming fluid here. We don't have refrigeration. We don't have sanitary stuff. This is a desert region. This is going to be a stinking problem. Jesus, I ain't worried about your stinking problems. Amen. I ain't worried about one of your stinking problems. Roll the stone away. I'm doing something better. Amen. I'm doing something better for you, sis. See, you can't feel it now because you're mad. You can't feel it now because you're hurt. You can't feel it now because your feelings are all in it. But when I crush your feelings, you're going to be better. I like to call this service with a smile. Amen? Because after she realizes that he's the resurrection, she can serve a lot better now. Some of y'all need to figure out Jesus is the resurrection, and you need to fall in love with how he's called you instead of worrying about everybody else. Because when you really get it, you don't care what everybody else does or does not do. Holy moly. She's walking through there. God is good. There's a plate for you. God's good. Do I need to get that napkin? Hallelujah. I ain't got no help, but I don't care because God saved me and he's the resurrection and I'm going to serve with a smile on my face. Some of y'all need to learn how to serve with a smile on your face. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else and what they did and what they didn't do, and I'm not good enough and they're not good enough and I'm not good enough. Listen, when you understand he's the resurrection, you're like, not long now and I'll be in glory. I'll serve with a smile. I don't need no help. My help is the one sitting at the table. He's the one that I'm counting on. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to hear that. Some of y'all need to hear that. Here's my favorite. Y'all want to get to my favorite? Let's just get to the favorite. Verse 3. Then took Mary a pound. What? A pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with a hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. See, Mary's a different kind of bird. See, have you ever thought some people are so spiritual that they got it all figured out? You look at them and you say, man, they ain't got a worry in the world. They ain't got a care in the world. They don't struggle like us A-type personalities and fix it all people. They just worship. They got both antennas up. They just weep and pray, and then they got a care in the world. They're on another level with Jesus than I am. Anybody else in here feel like that? Have you ever ran into somebody and you put them on a pedestal and you thought they had more God than you did? Okay, right? See, Mary, she had to get better too. She had to get better too. We didn't think Mary had a problem. God will expose the problems that people didn't even know you had. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. Boy, that's good. I'm going to listen to that again just for myself. Remember when Jesus came 4 days late? The news came back to Mary and Martha. Huh? Martha didn't go. I mean, Mary didn't go. Ooh, she pouted. Some of you worshipers can pout and just stay at home. Hey, I'm preaching.
Mary's sitting there going, I ain't even going to go out there. He didn't show up for me. I ain't going to show up for him. Because I know if I go out there, guess what? I'll worship him. I know what will happen. Oh, I know what will happen. If I walk out there and I see him, I'll worship him. But I ain't going. I ain't going. Some of y'all are passive aggressive people. Mary, Martha will meet you face to face. Mary will be like, I don't like what you're wearing. What'd you say? I said, I don't know Sharon. Huh? Oh, I was just kidding. Right? There's a couple of passive aggressives in here, I know, in a crowd this big. I used to be one. Amen? You say it in such a way that if somebody holds you accountable, you can say, I was just kidding. Oh, never mind. It's so quiet in here. Mary sat down. She said, I ain't going out there. I'm not worshiping him. He don't deserve my worship. But ain't this the same girl? Every single time Jesus showed up, she was at his feet worshiping. Oh, my God. She ain't going to go. But guess what? Now, all of a sudden, her brother's alive. Her brother's alive. And the last time we see her in John chapter 11, she says, I ain't going to worship. Has anybody in here said, I ain't going back to church? You here, ain't you? I ain't going back to church. Here you are. I ain't going back over them hypocrites. Here you are. You work with hypocrites. You drink with hypocrites. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I better be quiet. All right, you got it? Listen, it's right here. Mary says in her heart, on this day, 6 days from Bethany, she said, listen, the last time I had an opportunity to go to worship him, he was doing a better thing in me, and I didn't recognize it. But now, I'm turning my worship all the way up. Listen, the worst thing could ever happen if God would turn you loose, you worshipers loose. No, some of y'all can control it. But see what Jesus wanted to do in Mary's life? He wanted to turn her up to a whole nother level of worship. See, Mary's like this. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I held back on you. I didn't know you was working on me. I didn't know you was making a better me. I didn't know you was changing me. Matter of fact, I didn't even know I needed any changing. I thought we was good. But now that you showed me, I'm going to turn it all the way up. You think I was annoying before. You thought I'd testify before. You thought I'd weep before. You thought I'd run before. Oh my gosh. You see her yet? She walked in that room with that alabaster box of ointment, and Martha goes, oh no. Oh no. Lazarus goes, oh no, the worshiper's here. She broke that alabaster box of ointment, and she said, you know what, God? I'm sorry. Can you see her with her hairs of her head, wiping her feet, washing? Oh God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I took you for granted. I guarantee you this. I'll never not worship you again. I'll never not pour out my very best. Some of you have taken God for granted. You took church for granted. Listen, one day when you're not able to come, praise God, you'll lift your little hand in a little bed maybe you can't even get out of, and you'll say, oh, I'd love to go and worship him one more time. I'd love to worship him one more time. I love this story because all of a sudden she broke that alabaster box of ointment and started washing his feet with her hairs of her head and her tears of her eyes, and the devil chimed in. See, when the devil chimes in every time people start understanding who the resurrection is. If this church ever gets a hold of the resurrection, we will be in trouble because the devil will be here. Amen? The devil looked at Mary and said, why has this waste been made? This ointment, it cost a year's wage. It could have been sold and given to the poor. She just kept on worshiping because she understood who he was. He's the resurrection. See, once you understand it, every devil in hell can come against you. You just keep on doing what you're doing. Lazarus was reclining, Martha was serving, and Mary was worshiping. And the devil was just roaring away. But guess who took care of the devil? Yeah. He looks at him and says, you have the poor always with you. You ain't always got me.
what she's doing here is bigger than you. Devil, listen, what she's doing here is bigger than you. What she's doing is she's preparing my body for the burial. See, in just a few days, I'm going to be hanging on a cross. And I had to have somebody who would come in here and prepare my body for the burial. I had to have somebody who would give their very best to remind me on the cross that I'm going to give my very best. See, that little alabaster box of ointment came in a wooden box in a clay jar. Amen? See, the outward box represents the body. And then that inward clay, it represents the soul and the spirit. Amen? See, they come in there and she broke out that wooden box. And they go, oh no, she means business. And then she cracked the alabaster and it flowed. And the whole room was filled with spikenard. The whole room was filled with a fragrance. The whole room was filled with her worship. Amen? And Jesus said, man, this reminds me of something. See, when I get on the cross, they're going to break me. Amen? See, everybody in the room seen the box. Everybody in the room seen the alabaster. Everybody in the room knew what was in the box, but it didn't affect anybody until it was broken and spilled out. See, everybody knew who Jesus was. Even the devil knew who he was. But he wasn't effective until what was got out. Jesus said, I'm going to the cross. And when I get on the cross, they're going to break me. And when they break me good enough, it's all going to come out. What's going to come out? The blood. What's going to come out? The Spirit of God. What's going to come out? What's going to come out is a sweet fragrance that's going to reach the whole world. That's going to save souls in America, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in China, in Europe, in South America, around the world. See, what the devil didn't know, it's like he did, Judas didn't know. He was making fun and mocking what the girl did. Guess what? Every devil in hell mocked what Jesus did. He didn't realize God works better through broken things than he does whole things. I should have about 20 or 30 of you in a room going like this. I'm a broken thing. Can he work through me? God will work through your brokenness more than your wholeness. Amen? There's more people broken than there are whole. I wrote down some notes I thought was pretty cool. Have you ever been in love? Let's all stand as he comes to get a song. Have you ever been in love? I'm going to get my notes out, I think. I'm going to get my notes. I was going to preach from my notes, but I'll get them out now. Love will have you calling at all hours of the night. Love will have you pursuing. Will it not? When I read this, you can say amen or yeah. Love will have you pursuing when you didn't think you'd pursue. Love will have you waiting when you didn't know you'd wait. Love will have you looking like you never thought you'd look. You ever seen somebody in love get crazy? Have you ever looked in the mirror when you was real mad when you was in love with somebody because it wasn't going the way you wanted it to go? Yes. And love reveals itself in time when you shouldn't have got love. And it's real love because it shows up when you didn't deserve it. Amen? Anybody know how that feels? Anybody knows how to love like that? I do, right? But I read this message. When I was reading this message, I look at it this way. Jesus is all those things I'm not. See, Jesus calls when he shouldn't call. Some of you are getting a call from Jesus right now. You've been doing all kinds of stuff, drinking, lying, running, manipulating, doing all the things of the world. And you showed up to church this morning. Guess what? God's got you on the line. He shouldn't have called, but he did. Jesus is pursuing. He's chasing and he shouldn't. Amen? He's coming after you and he shouldn't. He's got the hounds of heaven on your trail this morning. Jesus waited when he shouldn't have waited on you. Amen? And Jesus looks. I love this one. Jesus got marred up on the cross. If you had seen him the day before the cross, you wouldn't have recognized him the day of the cross. He looked different for you. Amen? He messed himself up for you. And then I thought about that last one. Jesus reveals his love when you don't think he should. Jesus shows up on your worst day, not your best day. Jesus shows up when you've broken all of his commandments and all of his laws and all of his ordinances, and you're guilty before him, and if you die, you go to hell. That's when Jesus shows up big time and says, "This is where I love you. Right here, when you're in the worst mess of your life. This is where I save you. This is where I give you the greatest gift you've ever been offered on your worst day." Do you want the gift of salvation on your worst day? He loves you when you're the most unlovable. When you come out of your mouth and you say, "God, I've broken all of your commandments, rules, and laws. And if I died right now, I'd go to hell." You know what God says? You want that salvation? Yes, I do. As they come and get a song.